bed with premium bedding for a great night's sleep. All the essentials you need for the perfect stay, plus a hot, fresh breakfast so you can start your day right. A stay so perfect that at magic.co.uk, we're giving you the chance to win a break for yourself. Head to our website now to enter. All thanks to Holiday Inn Express. Simple, smart travel.
From the case files of Miss Maureen 118212.
You know, the life of a telephone detective is never dull. One minute you might be called by a lady from Luton looking for a lighting shop. The next it might be a gent from Darrow who just needs a jeweller. Whatever the number you need is Maureen 118212.
Maureen!
118212.
Calls cost £2.50 per call plus 75p a minute with a minimum 1 minute charge plus your phone company's access charge.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
This hour, the Chancellor claims she's not satisfied after UK growth practically stayed the same during the third quarter of this year. The Office for National Statistics says GDP came in at 0.1%. That's weaker than forecasters were expecting, with the economy actually shrinking in September. The Tories' Shadow Chancellor Mel Stride says this is bad news.
What people quite rightly are concerned about is the cost of living and living standards. As a direct consequence of the measures taken by this government in the budget, by October 2029, families, the average family in real terms, will be £770 worse off than they are today.
It's emerged RAF fighter jets were scrambled to monitor Russian military aircraft near UK airspace. The MOD says Typhoons were deployed from Lossiemouth to observe the planes over the North Sea yesterday. It comes after the Royal Navy shadowed Russian military ships passing through the English Channel over the past week. Davina McCall has been diagnosed with a rare brain tumour. The TV presenters revealed she's had to have an operation to remove it, but insists she's in good spirits. Searches are continuing for a teenage boy who's been missing in Kent for almost a week now. 16-year-old James Gibbons was last seen in Cuxton heading into Woods. A Facebook group to organise searches has more than 3,000 members. Annie lives in the village.
So many people in the village, it's really, really hit them. I'm part of the Facebook group as well, and I can see that there's so many individual little searches that have gone on. There's people that have rallied together. They've been collecting donations.
Fortnow and the FA has launched an investigation following reports that England fans were tear-gassed at last night's Nations League match in Greece. The Three Lions win it 3-0. Tonight in the competition, Scotland host Croatia and Northern Ireland are at home to Belarus. And Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner is apparently being lined up as the next Lara Croft. It's for a TV series on the Tomb Raider video game character who's previously been played by Angelina Jolie. Northern Ireland and Northern England today with rain in western parts. Sunshine elsewhere and highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Penny Smith.
On Magic Classical.
Thank you.
A bit of Handel's Water Music, and on this day, the introduction of something which was mandatory and of immeasurable benefit to those of us training as journalists until quite recently, and also for secretaries, and it happened in 1837.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Bye.
That was two bridal bits back to back, the bridal chorus from Wagner's Lohengrin, and before that the Sondheim Bridal Trilogy, part two, a traditional piece from Scandinavia. If you are getting married this weekend, I would suggest a thick sock. It's going to be cold. So, yes, I started off by mentioning something which was mandatory, in fact, when you were training to be a journalist. 187 years ago, precisely, a man called Isaac Pitman introduced his shorthand system of writing. It was only made no longer mandatory in 2016. Had to do 100 words a minute to be able to be a journo. And as it was, excuse me, I did do 110 words per minute word perfect. Oh, yes. I might be a bit of a klutz falling over my trousers and such like once getting my head stuck in a tube door. Yes, I did get it stuck in the tube door. It was awfully hot. It was a hot day. But 110 words per minute, word perfect. And I still use it because it is surprisingly handy when people are giving you instructions, for example, and I can write them down in shorthand. Paul Mescal has not got shorthands. He is the latest gladiator in the Ridley Scott film Gladiator 2, which is out now, scored by Harry Gregson Williams. And in a couple of tunes' time, we'll be getting the lowdown on the process. How much of the film did he see before he was expected to come up with the goods? How was it following on from the man who scored the first Gladiator, Hans Zimmer, who also happened to be Harry's mentor, that sort of thing? And that chat is around about 11:30. And in an hour or so, our listener in residence, Chris from Gateshead, will share his final tune with us. Meanwhile, here's a small slice of Chopin. Lang Lang and the Minute Waltz by Chopin. Coming up shortly, one of Dvorak's Slavonic dances, a Bohemian dance described as a furient. Get your special face ready for that. I'm imagining a lot of eyebrow action.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music. Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
They're here to support every survivor and their family for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
At Magic Dating, we have loads of members, just like you, who are looking for fun, friendship, romance, and that special long-term relationship. And the best bit? We keep it simple. There's no science involved or massive questionnaires to fill out. It's easy to use and free to browse. So why not join today? Take things at your own pace and see what happens. MagicDating.co.uk. We keep dating simple.
Okay, elves. Santa's all set. Is the sleigh good to go?
Just checking off the list boots sent through. Drunk elephant for Millie.
Check.
Bubble gift set for Mia.
Slaying!
Made by Mitchell for Robin.
They'll love that.
Wait! You forgot the Sol de Janeiro.
It's already in the sack.
Oh, guess I'll keep this then.
Candy cane after party, here I come.
Slay the season with thousands of beauty gifts. Make magic. Boots. Selected stores subject to availability.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband. Totally free. From the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed in month 4. Price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
At Morrisons, get more card mega deals like a tub of Celebrations, Quality Street, Roses or Heroes for £2 when you spend £45 or more and scan your more card. Hurry. Deal ends Thursday. Majority of stores excludes online and Morrisons Daily Max one tub, minimum £45 spend. Exclusions apply. See online for details. More card required. 16 plus without card, £6.
Seconds. That's the difference between life and death. I've seen it firsthand in Gaza, in Syria, in Sudan. I'm Javed Abdelmonem, a doctor with Médecins Sans Frontières. As conflicts continue to spread across the world, it's crucial we can act fast. As an MSF doctor, I may need to stop life-threatening bleeding, treat gunshot wounds, or care for blast victims, all in a matter of seconds. That's why at Médecins Sans Frontières, we don't waste any time. We're working in more conflict zones than you may be aware of, giving everything to give people a chance. Just £30 will keep our life-saving work going. Please help us save more lives. Because with trauma care, every second counts. You can buy us vital time. Please give just £30. Search MSF Doctor or call 0800 055 7979. That's 0800 055 7979. Thank you.
The Kia EV revolution is here. Now introducing the EV3, a compact electric SUV with impressive range of up to 375 miles. Book your test drive today and experience its spacious, intuitive interior. Order by the 16th of December and you'll get the Kia EV3 with 3.9% APR representative and 1 year's free Kia Charge Plus. Search the Kia EV3 to book your test drive.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Range based on test conditions and may vary. T's and C's apply. Kia Finance.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
We'll be right back.
The Czech Philharmonic with Dvořák's Slavonic Dance No. 8 in G minor. My guest today is the composer behind scores for films like Chicken Run and The Martian. It's Harry Gregson-Williams, and his latest score is for Gladiator 2, which is out in cinemas today. Harry, welcome to Magic Classical. Tell me first of all about the visuals that you had to work with when you started scoring, or was it just a conversation with the director, Ridley Scott?
Often, as a composer, one's got to start early, and Ridley, he likes to send me individual scenes to begin with, scenes that he's just shot. I mean, he may still be shooting the movie. For instance, in Gladiator 2, the very first action sequence, which is quite a long sequence at the beginning of the film, the Roman invasion of Numidia, some boats coming into a port and the battle that ensues. He sent me this scene alone. You know, I had no idea, although I had read the script, I had no idea visually where we were going after that. But it's quite important on these things just to find a place to start and to open a dialogue with the director, particularly Ridley Scott, because he reacts really well to hearing ideas, and he'll jump in with, I really like the sounds you're using here, please use that more, or I think it's a little dragging here, you know, amp up the excitement here. So, you know, he bounces off what I would send him.
And at what point did you decide to go to Spain then and travel to a field full of goats and and track down somebody who knew about ancient instruments?
Yes, well, it's really important for me at the beginning of the process to surround myself with the kind of sonic spectrum of things that will inspire me to move forward. So, yes, I did find this chap, Abraham Kupuro, who played all manner, well, actually built his own instruments that are based on instruments that could have been around in Roman times. You know, various things have been pulled from the sea, or, you know, shells, and various things made from animal horns. One in particular really interested me was this carnyx thing, just because it looks so fabulous.
What does it look like?
Well, it's got this sort of brassy serpent's head where the sound comes out of, but it's also had to be kind of put together by a couple of people because of very, very long tubing before it arrives at the serpent head. So it's got a very unusual name, but it looked like it actually could serve pretty well as a weapon if it wasn't working as an instrument. So I thought, well, hell, I'm going to go down and I can't just, you know, I've got to go down and visit this person and this place. So, yeah, I went down, I took music down to him. He played, he showed me his instruments. I recorded a lot of stuff down there and brought it back to my composing room.
The thing is, Hans Zimmer wrote the music for Gladiator, and he was one of your early mentors. And I understand that your first call after you got the call from Ridley Scott saying, can you score Gladiator 2? Your first call was to Hans Zimmer.
Well, of course, you know, Hans was the reason I left these shores to go over to Los Angeles and learn the craft of film composing. And actually, I was kicking around his studio. I was probably doing one of the Shrek movies by then. I wasn't working for Hans. When I first met Ridley, in a plume of cigar smoke, I think one night he wafted past me in the corridor, probably on his way to Hans's room as they were working on the original Gladiator. But, years later, Ridley asked me to do my first film with him, which was Kingdom of Heaven. But, subsequently, he asked me to do Gladiator 2, and I called Hans and said, you know, how do you feel about this? And he said, look, don't screw it up, just make me proud. Thanks, Hans. So everybody was happy, and I set off to do that.
You have incorporated part of that original score as well, haven't you? There are hints of it through the score.
There were two spots in the script that seemed like really they would be perfect to land Hans's tune. That one time when Lucius discovers Macrinus's shield and sword, and right towards the end of the movie, in the script, there's a line that said something like, it's at this moment that Lucius becomes Maximus. So, hello, let's see if I can't make my Lucius theme become the Macrinus theme from the first movie. So that was the concept for them.
And has he told you what he thinks of your music?
Yes. Actually, he was in London while I was recording the music. He happened to be in London while I was recording the music at Abbey Road for Gladiator 2. And, he managed to zoom himself onto the scoring stage. So he was kind of omnipresent. And I think we recorded that moment that I've just described as he was peering in on a screen on one of the walls at Abbey Road. Yeah, no, he's happy.
Harry, thank you very much for your time today. Gladiator 2 is out in cinemas today. The soundtrack is available to buy and stream now. And before we let you go, we're going to play Strength and Honour from the soundtrack. What can you tell us about this piece?
Yeah, this piece embodies the, as I said earlier, I had taken this descending seventh, these two notes. It's an unusual interval. And I thought, well, if I can take this and include this in my new fresh theme for Lucius, it actually can become Macrinus's theme. See how I got on? Not sure whether I did it.
And that was music by Harry Gregson-Williams for Gladiator 2, that particular piece called Strength and Honour. Actually, I was reading a review in The Guardian which called it a gobsmacking reboot, described it as a thrilling spectacle, and Paul Mescal a formidable lead. The final line was about his triumphal march into the A-list. The glorious music continues shortly with a wonderful setting of Bach's Sleepers Awake. There are saxophones and some Carl Jenkins.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association. 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke every day. Hear inspiring stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
Using the EV3, a compact electric SUV with impressive range of up to 375 miles. Book your test drive today and experience its spacious, intuitive interior. Order by the 16th of December and you'll get the Kia EV3 with 3.9% APR representative and 1 year's free Kia Charge Plus. Search the Kia EV3 to book your test drive.
Kia, movement that inspires.
Range based on test conditions and may vary. T's and C's apply. Kia Finance.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
Here at Magic, we're already getting the sparkle and glitter ready. And this year, Morrisons are celebrating all you amazing Christmas hosts. Here's Angelica Bell.
I am a huge fan of Christmas and I love hosting for friends and family. The night before, I prep all the food and then I'm up early on Christmas Day. But it's all totally worth it and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Find all the festive food and expert advice you need to be a top host on Market Street at Morrisons. And over at magic.co.uk, you can win a £200 Morrisons e-gift card and food hamper to help you host the best Christmas yet. There's more reasons to shop at Morrisons.
I'm Tom Lockyer, and I'm talking to you today because I had a team of medics around me to help when my heart stopped. But in the UK, fewer than 1 in 10 will survive an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. And 45% of football fans say they wouldn't feel confident to perform CPR. Learn CPR for free in just 15 minutes. Search Reviver.
Skybet, in partnership with the British Heart Foundation. 18 plus begambleaware.org.
Magic. Make the most of your day with Yakult.
Life is busy, right? We're always on the go this time of year.
So looking after our well-being has to be a priority. Yakult are the gut experts, sharing small but powerful daily habits to make you feel good. Each bottle of Yakult is packed with 20 billion friendly bacteria, which increase the lactobacilli and bifidobacteria in the gut. And at magic.co.uk now, there's a chance to win the ultimate wellness bundle so you can feel on top of the world. Win big with Magic and Yakult. Little bottle, big difference.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Yolanda Brown here, interrupting the lovely music to tell you all about my show this Sunday on Magic Classical. My mini classic is a gorgeous piece by the first American woman to write a symphony. And of course, I'll be spinning some classical favourites and surprising gems as well. So come and join me for all that and more right here on Sunday at 12 or anytime, anywhere on the Rayo app.
Sanctus, 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 Sanctus.
Oh, the beautiful Sanctus from Carl Jenkins, The Armed Man, A Mass for Peace. And that was the Hertfordshire Chorus and the London Orchestra de Camera. Now, have you ever wanted to hear your favourite tune on the radio? Yes, of course you have. Or maybe you've discovered a new classical piece and you just want to share it because you're awfully generous. Well, Sunday Night Requests with Darren Reddick is where you need to go. From 7 p.m. on Sunday, Darren will be playing your requests, creating the ultimate Sunday night soundtrack because it's based on your choices. Maybe it's a long-time favourite, maybe it's a recent discovery. There's one small thing you have to do. Get it to Darren. He is almost literally on tenterhooks. I mean, you should see the state of his fingernails. He's just awaiting your messages. I know that you possibly know the methods by now, but there's no harm in a little reiteration. You can text. Don't forget to start your message with the word classical and send your text to 61054. You can email classicalrequests@magic.co.uk or leave a WhatsApp voice note. 07593 139 729.
Thank you.
Jack Harbord and the Ferio Saxophone Quartet, and that lovely version of Bach's Sleepers Awake. Well, I tell you what, yeah, you definitely do need to be awake, particularly if you've got to get on. Mind you, at this time of year, it is rather pleasurable to find a comfy position and lightly read the inside of your eyelids. There'll be nothing like that going on after the news, because we have a trumpety blast from Haydn.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Stroke can impact anyone, any age. Hear real stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
The unmistakable sound of a door sensation sweeping the nation. Because in People's Postcode Lottery's December draws, you could win a share of our biggest ever prize pot, £32.5 million. Own it, rent it, any door can enter. So join in with this lot and get your door in the draw by signing up before midnight on the 1st of December. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
It's Black Friday. You're looking about for a new SIM-only deal. With O2, you can save £264 on our unlimited data SIM. You could ask the postie, use an enormous magnifying glass, say a prayer to the finding fairy, or just search O2 Black Friday to find your deal today. O2. See what you can do.
£264 saving achieved by £11 per month discount on the unlimited tariff over 24 months. Ends 11th of December. Eligibility and terms apply.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2023 and 2024, we provided £8.8 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin 5 areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Ugh, these parcels are piling up.
Just pop to the post office, send them in one place. Choose DPD, every parcel for the Royal Mail.
Oh, tracked all the way?
Right to the doorstep with speedy next day delivery.
Sending abroad?
We make it easy to post internationally.
Pop to your local branch or visit postoffice.co.uk. Post Office, helping you master Christmas. Every NDPD available in selected branches only. T's and C's apply. Ask for details.
The Volkswagen Drive Electric sale is here, featuring the ID3, ID4 and ID5. That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged offers, all with an extra £1,000 off, plus a free Omi home charger with standard installation. Experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. Sale must end 18th of November for delivery by end of year. UK 18 plus retail customers only. T's and C's apply. £1,000 including VAT saving to on the road stock vehicles price, subject to eligibility.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
Stories this hour. The Conservatives have called the latest GDP figures extremely disappointing, as the economy grew by only 0.1% between July and September.
Part of the reason for this is undoubtedly that when this government came into office, they talked down the UK economy. And this was all part of their plan to sort of roll the pitch for the kind of tax rises and very draconian decisions they took within the budget.
Shadow Chancellor Mel Stride there. The Chancellor claims that she's not satisfied either. Three ex-Harrods employees have accused Mohammed Al-Fayed's brother of sexual abuse. The women alleged Salah Fayed attacked them in London, the south of France and Monaco between 1989 and 1997. Davina McCall's going to undergo brain surgery for a benign tumour. In a video on Instagram, the TV presenter says she's in good spirits but has asked for their good wishes.
I'm not worrying too much and I am in a good space and I have all the faith in the world in my surgeon and his team, and I am handing the reins over to him. Mm-hmm. He knows what he's doing, and I'm going to do the game better bit after.
It's been revealed the Home Office spent £15 million of taxpayers' cash buying a derelict prison to house migrants in. The North Eye site in East Sussex was contaminated with asbestos. It followed pressure to stop using hotels to accommodate asylum seekers. Searches are continuing for a teenage boy who's been missing in Kent for almost a week now. 16-year-old James Gibbons was last seen in Cuxton last Saturday, heading into some woods. Downing Street's apologised to British Hindus after meat and alcohol were served at its annual Diwali event. Number 10 claims a mistake was made in the organisation of the reception, insisting it will never happen again. And a yellow weather warning for snow and ice is coming in for parts of the UK. The Met Office says it will be in place for 24 hours from 10 o'clock on Monday morning. It covers much of southern Scotland and northeast England, parts of Yorkshire and the northwest of England, including Lancashire and Cumbria. Northern Ireland and Northern England today with rain in western parts, sunshine elsewhere and highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.